countdown to Election Day. I'm Lisa LaSera, Fox News. Just over 2 weeks till voters head to the polls in person. Well, in Florida, it's the first day of early voting, and tonight was the first gubernatorial debate.
Florida Governor Ron DeSantis tells a Fort Pierce crowd his COVID-19 policies kept children in school and businesses afloat.
I protected your rights. I made sure you could earn a living.
Courtesy WPEC Sinclair Broadcast Group, challenger Congressman Charlie Crist accuses him of ignoring science.
We've lost 82,000 of our fellow Floridians.
DeSantis says he's proud of the state's 15-week abortion ban.
I understand not everyone's going to be born in perfect circumstances, but I would like to see everybody have a shot.
Crist noting it has no exceptions for rape or incest.
I don't want to ban abortion. I want to make sure we keep a woman's right to choose available to the women of the state of Florida.
Also sparring over the border, economy, and education. Kristen Goodwin, Fox News.
St. Louis police releasing the name of the suspect in this morning's shooting at Central Visual and Performing Arts High School, where two people were killed.
The suspect in this incident is Orlando Harris. He's a black male, 19 years of age, and graduated from the high school last year. He lives in the 9,000 block of Pennsylvania with family members, and he has no prior criminal history.
Police Chief Michael Sack. Harris was shot and killed by police. Police said a teacher and a teenage girl were killed. Six others were wounded. Arizona has begun installing shipping containers along another section of the U.S.-Mexico border to fill gaps not covered by the border wall. Republican Governor Doug Ducey posted photos of the containers being moved in Cochise County in southeastern Arizona. The move coming 2 weeks after federal officials told him to remove containers that he had ordered placed along the community of Yuma. America is listening to Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
I'm Ben Domenech, Fox News contributor and editor of the Transom.com daily newsletter. And I'm inviting you to join a conversation every week. It's the Ben Domenech Podcast.
Subscribe and listen now by going to FoxNewsPodcasts.com.
North and South Korea exchange warning shots.
The neighbors share a tense land border stretching roughly 150 miles in a sea boundary, and that's where the incident took place. South Korea's Navy issued alerts and fired warning shots to repel a North Korean merchant ship that violated the western sea boundary. North Korea's military says its defense units responded by firing 10 rounds of artillery warning shots toward its territorial waters where naval enemy movement was detected. The sea boundary has led to long-running animosity. The border has been in question since the end of the Korean War. CJ Papa, Fox News.
New national test results show the pandemic caused historic learning setbacks. Every single state saw math or reading scores decline in the latest results from the National Assessment of Educational Progress. National math scores saw their largest decreases ever, and reading scores fell back to 1992 levels. This year was the first time the test was given since 2019, and it's seen as the first nationally representative study of the pandemic's impact on learning. Education Secretary Miguel Cardona called the results unacceptable, saying schools must redouble efforts to help students recover. You will be paying more for some of Apple's services.
The tech giant is joining its streaming competitors like Netflix and Disney and is raising its subscription prices for its various services, including Apple TV Plus, Apple Music, and the Apple One bundle. Apple lifting the price of Apple TV Plus to $6.99 a month from $4.99 for Apple Music. An individual subscription goes up $1 to $10.99, while the family plan is now up $2 to $16.99. Meanwhile, the Apple One bundle, which includes subscriptions to Apple Music, Apple TV Plus, Apple Arcade, among others, will go up $2 a month to $16.95. This is the first time Apple has raised the subscription prices for its services offerings in the U.S.
Fox's Hillary Barsky. I'm Lisa LaSera. This is Fox News.
It's time to take the quiz.
5 questions, 5 minutes a day, 5 days a week.
Take the quiz every weekday at thequiz.fox and then listen to the quiz podcast to find out how you did.
Play, share, and of course, listen to the quiz at thequiz.fox.